Hello and welcome back to the TTP, to Tani Talks Parsha, this year where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. Here we are in Parshat Tzav in Sefer Vayikra. Sefer Vayikra, of course, talking about different karbanos, different aspects of serving Hashem and coming to Hashem. Interestingly, the idea of Tzav, we talked about the other week, command yourself, but interestingly, Tzav, in terms of a commandment, in sort of terms of giving instruction, how could we instruct ourselves, how can we instruct those around us to be involved in a wonderful Judaic life, in a wonderful Jewish type of life? We want it to be where it's a life full of wonderful giving, soulful giving. A life full of wonderful Torah, mitzvos, and chesed. A life meaningful and happy and joyous. We're about to come to Purim in just a few days. Purim is one of the most happy holidays of the entire year. Most joyful Purim. Most joyful period of the entire year. Of course, it's difficult for different people for different reasons. But in general, as a whole, mishenechnas adar marbim besimcha. As we come to Purim, as we think about Purim, we're supposed to increase our happiness, increase our joy. I shared a message the other day. We're dealing with Sparks in Seconds, a wonderful new organization, a wonderful new movement, talking about different ideas that can be related to people in just a few minutes every day. The idea where I saw an article on Aish where we could transform our lives into more joy by just thinking of getting instead of having. So instead of saying, I have to go pick up the kids, I have to do this shiur, I have to do this podcast, instead switch your mindset and say, I get to do this shiur, I get to pick up my kids, I get to live this life, I get to do this mitzvah, I get to do this podcast. What a beautiful thing. I get to be involved in all these chassadim and all of these mitzvahs, all of these things. You want to think about a life of soulful instruction, of soulful giving. Change your mindset from thinking about what I have to do and switch it to what I get to do. What do you get to do every day? I get to learn Torah. I get to give tzedakah. I get to lend out books in our FLL, our free lending library. I get to cook for people. Not I have to cook for people. I get to give shalach manos. Send out shalach manos. I get to do mitzvos and Torah and chesed. I get to help people. I get to give away things. Just this past week, a drink didn't work for us. I get to give it away on the resale group. An urn wasn't working for us. Amazon did not want it back. I get to give away the urn. The old stroller doesn't work for us. I get to do a chesed for someone else. Let them use the triple stroller, the old single stroller that doesn't work, and maybe the double stroller. I get to do the mitzvah. I get to do the chesed. This other device I didn't need anymore, and I get to give it to someone else. I get to help someone else. Anytime we get rid of something and we want to think about what we do with something, most people trash it or just throw it away. That's not the mindset we should have, or my wife and I try to have. What can we do to help others to be soulful giving, a soulful instructed life? How can I be involved? In fact, the Pasuk tells us in this week's Parsha, and we talk about this in a different Parsha in a different week, the word used in the Pasuk is nefesh. The nefesh asher tochal basar. A soul that eats the wrong thing, if he's impurified, if he's not pure, he can be cut off. Why does he use the word nefesh? This soul, this person that touches the wrong thing, he's involved in impurity, and he's touching other things, he can't eat from something if he's impure. He'll also be cut off. Why does he use the word nefesh? The major word, the major explanation given by different commentators, I believe I saw it on Chabad and Aish over the years, is because when it comes to giving, when it comes to doing for others, when it comes to giving to others, doing for others, it has to be a soulful giving. It has to be from your essence, from your innards, from your soul, from inside you. It has to be that you're really giving and you're really doing. Even if a person gives the most expensive carbon, a huge cow, or gives a medium carbon, a sheep or a lamb, gives a smaller carbon that he can't afford much, he gives a bird, or he gives the poor man's offering, the flour, if it's given from the heart, Hashem considers it as if he gave the entire cow, as if he gave the most beautiful carbon on earth. Because when it comes to giving, when it comes to doing, when it comes to being involved with helping others, it has to be from the soul. It has to be from the heart. It should be a soulful giving. It should be a soulful existence. It should be that you are instructing yourselves, your wife, your husband, your kids, in a soulful life. The best way to be a role model, we talked about last time on the TTL on Tani Talks Live. Who is a real role model anyway? You got to show them what you mean. You can't tell your kids what you mean. You have to show them by what you do, being involved in what you're involved in, making sure to show them through action. Yeah, I talk a big game. I'm going to give tzedakah. I'm going to cook for others. I'm going to give out things. But if you don't show them what you do, it's not going to have an effect. I show them that I lend the books from the FLL, from the Free Lending Library. I show them that I cook for other people. I show them that anytime I have something I can't use, immediately on my mind is who else can benefit? Who else can be the benefactor of what I'm giving? I'm not just going to throw it in the trash. I'm going to offer it to someone else. We replaced the different items in the shower the other day because they were moldy and mildew and whatnot, but some of them were still very functional. I posted in the resale group, in the giveaway group, before letting it go to the trash, because who can benefit? Who can be involved in using it? So we tried to drink a non-alcoholic drink. We did not like its taste. Rather than throwing it away, let's give it away to someone else who could use it. Post on the group. Post on your community forum. Who can use it? Who could be involved? Strollers don't work for us anymore. Who can be involved? Who can have it? Be a soulful giver. Be someone involved in the nefesh. Being involved in your soul, being involved in truly giving, truly doing for others. Everything we should do should be soulfully instructed, soulfully given. How can we make sure to do so? To put our passion and our energy into doing what we love and to helping out others in any way we can. I want to make sure to do X, Y, or Z for a person. I want to make sure to help a person, to be involved for a person. As Purim comes upon us, how often do so many people have the wrong aspect of Purim? I'm going to get so crunk and so drunk, I'm not even going to remember the entire day. Is that not the opposite of selflessness? Is that not the opposite of soulful giving and soulfully instructed life? You're going to waste away the whole day just so you could be high and lose out on all the mitzvos. What kind of a nonsense? What kind of a narshkan and a waste? A terrible disgrace and a waste to the day. Do you want non-Jewish people, other people to look at us and say, wow, this is what Purim is about? Getting crunk and drunk and making a terrible chilal Hashem, smashing up the place and being loud and ruckus and disturbing the peace of the entire neighborhood? That's what people should learn from Purim? Absolutely not. We want to look at and look back in Purim and say, I use my day for the best way possible. In fact, it is better to spend more money on Matanos Le'Evyonim than it is on your Purim, on your Mishloach Manos. How many people waste so much money on grand and exquisite Shalach Manos? Where is that food going anyway? In just a couple of weeks, Pesach, you can't have it. You can't use it anymore anyway. What is the point in spending hundreds of hundreds on these grand Shalach Manos? They're just going to be dumped right away. The kids are going to rip it apart anyway just to find the candy. So our solution this year was to do a nice theme, but to keep it low-key. Found these little items on Amazon, an orange here, a trail mix there, a sunflower seeds here, a juice box there, some Laffy Taffy, very low-key. I found party bags in bulk, kept it very low-key, and instead we gave Mamish some money to Matanos Le'Evyonim, a little bit per each kid, Baruch Hashem, six members of the family, four kids and the two parents. It's much better to spend more money on Matanos Le'Evyonim than it is on Shalach Manos, but so many people don't understand the soulful giving of the day, the soulful instruction of the day. You're missing out. The major mitzvos, it says, Ish Matanos Le'Evyonim, Ish Le'Re'ehu, one man to a fellow man, two items, two brachos, one person to another. But then it says Matano Le'Evyonim. Notice the difference. Evyonim, plural. Re'ehu, singular. One Shalach Manos to a friend. Your Yotze Yechiev. Yotze Yedei Chavasa. Your Yotze. One person. You don't have to give 650 Shalach Manos. I mean, I will say I'm guilty as charged. I made 30 Shalach Manos myself between my wife and me. And members of the shul, members of the other shul we're part of, and a couple of for my son's friends and whatnot. But those people who make 60, 70, 80, 90, what are you doing? That money could be used in Matanos Le'Evyonim, the Megillah text itself, that Mordechai and Esther, al pi Hashem, with Divrei Hashem and Ruach HaKodesh, wrote Matanos Le'Evyonim ish le'Re'ehu, one man, one person to his friend. So some people say that a girl should give a girl A wife should give a friend, her friend, a female friend, and a man should give his friend, a male friend, and you could be yotze, you could be a sheikh for one another, but really give one to another. But if yonim is used plural, it proves in the text itself you should be giving more to the poor than you should be giving to the friends. You're supposed to give to two evyonim and one friend. So why not spend twice as much on evyonim than you do on shalach manos? You spend 100 on shalach manos, why don't you spend 200 on matanos evyonim? I'm not telling you what to do, but food for thought. Spirituality, spiritual giving, soulful giving. This parsha teaches us about nefesh. It teaches us about sav. How are you going to instruct yourself? How are you going to instruct your family? How are you going to command yourself and your family? How are you going to command your life like we talked about a couple of weeks ago? Be involved in soulful giving. What you do should be generous. What you should do should be from the soul. Even if you don't have a lot of money, what you do give, what you can give with your time, your resources, your efforts should be from the soul, should be from the nefesh. It should be from mamish your lay, from your heart. As Purim comes upon us, how can we make sure to give in a soulful way? Make sure to understand the real mitzvahs of the day. The only time that it's actually legit, that it's actually important and actually a mitzvah to drink is only at the seuda, only during the day. There is no mitzvah at nighttime. There's no mitzvah during shul. There's no mitzvah the rest of the day, only at the seuda. And when it says, ad lo yada, from Baruch Mordechai to Aruch Haman, all it means is that you don't know the difference. So, the Mishnah Brura, the Shulchan Aruch itself says, all that means is you could drink a little more than usual. So me, who doesn't drink alcohol at all, I could have one drop and I'd be yotze. Or, the Yesh Omrim, some say take a nap, very easy for me to do with a newborn and four kids in general, and you also don't know the difference between Aruch Haman and Baruch Mordechai. And they also say if it's going to negatively affect your day, it's going to cause a chil Hashem, you can't handle the alcohol, don't do it! Don't do it! You're ruining the whole aspect of the whole holiday. We're going to talk about this at length in the Tani Talks Life, about removing the mask and revealing our inner true selves. Don't do it. There are so many mitzvahs in the day that have nothing to do with drinking, nothing to do with alcohol. Real simcha, real joy does not come from an external stimulant, does not come from a drug that is alcohol or a drug that are drugs. We should never know from such things. Real joy comes from the soul, comes from the heart, comes from soulful giving, soulfully inspired life, a soulfully instructed life. There's so many beautiful mitzvahs on Purim. Matanos Levyonim, Machas Etzashekel, Mishloach Manot, the Seuda, Megillah, dressing up and having joy. There's so much involved that it shouldn't be wasted on superficiality and stupidity that is drinking, especially alcohol. I'm a huge fan of non-alcoholic drinks. I could give you a list, including the OU company Mingle, delicious drinks, and sparkling grape juice. I love pina colada drinks, non-alcoholic. I love so many sparkling cider, and I'm looking for a non-alcoholic wine. I haven't found it yet. Not grape juice, but there's a real thing called non-alcoholic wine. I haven't found a kosher one yet. There's so many ways to be misameach that doesn't rely on alcohol or external stimulants and drugs. You could be involved in so many wonderful aspects of the day. Purim is celebrating how Hashem behind the scenes took care of us and saved us. Purim is celebrating how Hashem was behind a mask, and we reveal the mask, we put on the costumes to show that lots of times we're behind a mask, and lots of times we have to reveal our in ourselves, our true selves. So much time we're fighting and we're hiding, but really we have to show the true aspect of ourselves. Be a soulful giver, be a nefesh asher yikrav, we talk about in the Torah. A nefesh, someone who gives from the soul, whether you're giving a cow or you're giving a bird, you're giving flour, you're giving a lamb, if it comes from the heart, if it comes from the soul, Hashem regards it and understands it as if you gave your whole soul. If you're involved in Purim, you're involved in your life, you don't need alcohol, and you're truly joyous, you're truly happy, you're truly misameach of the holiday, you're really involved in the mitzvahs. Do you think he cares if you had 16 cups of alcohol? Also, there's no mitzvah on Simchas Torah. I don't know where it came from that you should get crunk and drunk on Simchas Torah. An article from Rabbi Abramowitz proves the only time we're talking about this actual mitzvah getting drunk is on Purim, and only at the Suda, only in certain ways, and there are ways to go about it without doing that. Even on Pesach night, there's no mitzvah to get drunk. Yeah, to drink four cups of wine, but maybe it should be majorly diluted, or maybe you could find an alternative. It's going to be negatively affecting you. Think about being a soulful giver, soulful giving. Nefesh, be a nefesh. Nefesh asher tikrav. You really give from the heart. You show kids you're really giving. That's how they learn from what you do, not from what you say. Be a soulfully instructed life. Think about the word nefesh and sav. Hashem commands us to be involved in a Kiddush Hashem lifestyle. It's not going around destroying things, smashing things, disturbing the peace, making a lot of sounds, and being an ASB, attention-seeking behavior, which is a term that my wife and I coined ourselves many years ago. You're doing things just to be selfish and egotistical. A lot of people drink just to be the center of the party, the center of attention. That's not what Hashem wants from us. You're supposed to be a humble person. Be a soulfully instructed person. Focus on the real mitzvahs of the day, not the 1 hour it's a mitzvah to drink, and it's only drink a little bit. You could do it whether napping or drinking a tiny bit if you don't usually drink or figuring out what you could do for yourself. I myself am not a drinker. I don't like alcohol. I don't want alcohol. I'm very happy with sparkling grape juice. I'm very happy to be joyous in the day. I don't need a stimulant. I don't need a drug to set me off. I could find the true inner joy and peace of the holiday itself. Giving shloach manos, taking my kids to shul, God willing, this year, hopefully for the Megillah. Giving to Matan Sevyonim, to our shul website, to give it out on the day of. Those give me joy. Those things give me joy. Being involved in the holiday, seeing people giving presents back and forth, having a suda, that gives me joy. Doesn't have to come from a drink. Be a soulful giver, as this parsha points out to us, using the word nefesh, as the commentators point out to us, giving really from the soul, being a soulful giver, being a soulfully instructed life, giving just for the sake of giving, to be a generous person unconditionally. You have something you're not going to use anymore, put it out, give it to the resale group, give it to the giveaway group in your town. If you don't have one, start a group. Start a WhatsApp group, a Facebook group. You'll be tremendously floored by how needed it is, how fast it'll grow, and how much chesed can be done. Kind of like a gemach. You want to lend out things. Our book library is like a gemach, free lending library. We give out the books and we're happy to do so. The shul is appreciative of it. They said it's a wonderful idea, which is wonderful, and they advertise for us every week. How can we give? How can we do? What can we give to those around us as Purim comes upon us? As we talk about Purim, thinking about Purim, think about how you can be a soulful giver and being involved in the right aspects of the day, the proper aspects of the day. Go for the theme. Go for the Mishloach Manos. Make sure you really give Matanot Le'Evyonim, as it's plural. Matanot Le'Evyonim. Gifts to the poor. Give a lot to the poor. Mishloach Manot. One item, one or two items to one friend. You don't have to give 150 friends. Nowhere in the halacha does it say that. Nowhere in the text does it say that. To think about being a real soulful giver. Soulful giving, really soulfully instructed life in your life, and you'll see how much better life can be, how much better the world can be, and hopefully if we live such a way, Mashiach could finally come, and the Beit HaMikdash can finally be rebuilt speedily in our days. This has been the TTP, and I'm your host, Tani.